Hello, everybody.
Is that your opening?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to you. Anything goes with a beautiful, gorgeous creature called... What's your name?
Carrie.
Carrie Bradstreet, that's right. And I'm your host, Adolf Churchy.
You're all dressed up. You do you have a...
Well, I had a meeting, so I had to look pretty for him.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, we started today at 2 o'clock, and I was here at 10, so, you know, I wanted to be early. And I called you to let you know, don't come, maybe if you forgot, but you didn't. You're smart enough to write it down someplace.
Yes, I remembered. But
then I said, could you call him and find out where he is? Confound it, you know. So no, I didn't do that.
Once you got here and Gene's not here, you're like, oh, that's right.
I said it after he came out with the newspaper or whatever it was and said, you guys had it for 10, but you changed it to 2. And then all of a sudden my, you know.
Ding, 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 ding.
What do you call that disease that you have when you don't remember?
Alzheimer's.
My Alzheimer's kicked loose and went back into remission, and I remember.
Yeah. So you first asked me how was my weekend, but I don't want to get into it. I will ask yours first, because if I start talking about my last week, I will turn a short story very long, because I've got a lot of things that happened, and I could go on and on. So we'll just not talk about me so that you get your stuff in.
I don't really have anything to say. I'm just kind of your little boy here to
add something once in a while. You did try my toilet thing, you said.
I did. I think, you know, but I kind of felt stupid because all I did was poop and then look at it because the light went on. So I don't usually look at my poop. But.
Well, you know, they tell you, I remember Dr. Oz, he always used to say that you're supposed to, you know, look at your stool and it can tell you about your health or whatever. And he's got like a poop chart, you know, the different, what it looks like and what that means.
This kind of grosses out.
Though, I know, you know. And it's like, well, I guess...
I'm kind of a wimp. I mean, I even buy the expensive toilet paper because right? I don't like scratchy. You know? I carry toilet paper with me when I go to the show.
That's like when going to the women's bathroom. I always look, make sure there's toilet paper in there. Nothing worse than going into a stall somewhere
without toilet paper. Well, it's worse if you
use a guy does it. Yeah,
you find out it doesn't.
Right.
Happen,
yes. So, yeah. Exactly. So.
But. I don't see what that light's for. I guess it's more of a gimmick than anything else.
No, it is. It's just a night light. So let's say it's nighttime, and you walk in there. You don't have to turn on the lights.
Well, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
It just depends where you have the sensor.
And then what you find out, you go to the bathroom, and then you get up, and then it's dark in there, and you got to find your way out. So
it must be.
We've been there 35 years, so we kind of know the way.
Huh. My mind goes on just by me walking past the bathroom door. Just maybe it just depends on where you have the sensor pointed.
Well, you know I got 3 dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, I probably get up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I get up and I go to go out, and my dog is sideways. I trip over the dog, fall on the ground.
Oh, no.
I get up, I cuss at the dog. My wife's sleeping, right? And then I go into the bathroom. I come back out. I trip over the other dog. I close the door so my wife wouldn't hear me, and my head hit the door.
Oh,
I still got a little bump.
Do you have like an interior camera that caught that?
No, it's that we could have showed that.
Yeah, that would have been funny. That'd be like your Three Stooges impersonation.
Oh, to get off the subject for a minute, you know that Larry Davis show? What is it called? He's the one.
I know who you're talking about.
He's the one that did the science.
Yes, I know. Part. I know what you're talking about.
Well, anyway, his whole show that he has now is all improv. And the reason he does it, he doesn't like having to wait for his lines, so he just doesn't have any. And he just lets people talk, and then that's how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's exactly what we're thinking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had anybody call you yet?
I heard back. I sent out a message to the crew. The people I heard back from, Doreen was like, yeah. Holly was like, yeah. So I may reach out on email.
Jess, Irene or whatever her name is, to come on our show here?
No, but I will.
I mean,
we need some other people, because I know it's been so boring just us talking?
Well, no, with you talking, it's fine, but I don't have anything really to say. What are we still doing the...
Laugh Fest? Planning on it, so we need to come up with something. That's coming up pretty fast.
Yeah, it will come up pretty fast. Mm-hmm. Are we going to do stand up, you and I?
We could. We could come up with some kind of stand up.
Yeah, we don't need anybody else.
Right?
That'd be fun. We got to keep it clean, though.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of those community showcases are these improv troupes that come and do their stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And yeah, they've got kind of their routines and stuff, and they'd be get up there and be like, we don't know what we're doing.
What we could do is I'd sit down, you could sit on my lap, and I'd...
Ventriloquist?
You'd be my ventriloquist.
Nice.
Don't you think that'd be fun? Or I'll be your ventriloquist. I think that'd be fine.
Yes. But that'd be funny. I'd be the arms.
Yeah.
But, no.
Did you see that little 10-year-old won the American's Got Talent of being a ventriloquist?
Yes.
She was good for being 10 years old, wasn't she? That was great. Then they had a singer 13 years old this week that was just great. You ever watch that show, America's Got Talent?
I like watching that.
Yeah. Some of them, all these, they had one on there last night that Read Your Mind.
Yeah. I haven't watched it because I will watch them the day after on Hulu.
I don't understand that. I don't
get how they do that either.
I think it's got to be a gimmick.
I don't know.
I don't think people can read
because multiple
minds.
You'll have different magicians kind of doing the same similar kind of tricks. So there must be something that they know how to do. Like I've seen the one guy where he'd have somebody cut open a fruit and the little piece of paper or something is in the middle of the fruit. Yeah. With the ants. I was like, how can you do that?
Well, you know, a lot of this stuff, the other people know what's going on, and they're part of the act, and you don't realize that. And then you think back and
That's grifters. That's like on the street, those people that do that.
What do you mean on the grifters?
The ones that, you know, have the hokey little things, and they've got people on the side that are like, wow, let me bet some money on that, you know, kind of thing.
No, but they do. I mean, most of those people that do that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know,
it's entertaining.
They have cameras
anyways.
Up in this there too, and they, you know, just, you know.
I know.
Once you find out it's that simple, it wasn't that funny at all.
But there's ones that'll be outside and doing stuff, so you know, there's no lights, no ropes, and things like that. So if it's really that, they're so good.
You believe
so
people can read each other's mind?
Unless they have just some kind of, some people can kind of be mentally connected, I guess. But maybe they have some kind of code to each other, you know, that we don't notice signaling.
They showed that on them two magicians that one don't speak.
Penn and Teller?
Yeah, Penn and Teller. They show those tricks, and they do them every week, and they show how it's done in that. And that's like one with their eyes, if they look left, that means something. If they look right, it means something. You know, they might...
I would never remember, and I would just be mixing it all up. I always confuse my left and my right. Comes out my mouth when I'm thinking one, I say the other. So I may be saying some really weird stuff today, too.
Well, we'd like to hear that one, right, Jean?
Yeah, then
I like
the story.
I love your top.
Well, this... Like I said, I can make a very short story long.
Well, let's make it long.
Yeah, we got time.
We got time.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, I'm getting stretched because I got to get ready for this. All right. Wednesday. Well, we'll be on the show Tuesday. Wednesday, I went to a chiropractor first, yes. And I was kind of feeling, my back was feeling kind of bad.
Did he rub you the wrong way?
Yeah, he rubbed me the wrong way. And so it was a different one than I usually have. And, you know, I made some adjustments. And then later on that evening, it was just like, oh, my gosh, this is getting worse and worse.
You know what he said when you left?
What?
Thank you, Jesus.
Right. But Mark had his knee replacement surgery early Thursday morning. So I could not sleep because I was just having this really, my back was really bothering me. And I didn't know, you know, quite what it was. And I thought, I almost felt like maybe I did something when I fell. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I fell off a stool and when I was trying to put up a valance. And so I thought maybe
this You didn't use a ladder, you used a stool.
Well, I didn't have to reach very far and just had a stool. It was coming down. I had put the stool, had gone over the little table slightly. So when I leaned back.
Now, when you're saying stool, we're not back on the light again, are we? Never mind. No. Go ahead.
No. So I wasn't feeling that great, but I had to take Mark to go get his knee replacement surgery.
Oh, that's right.
So I take him up. He had to be there like at 6:30. And so I go there, and when it's time for him to go to surgery, I thought I'll come home and check on the dogs. Okay, we did that. Meanwhile, my back is getting worse, and I couldn't hardly bend over anything. But I thought, well, I need to kind of disinfect the house a little bit before he comes home, you know, stuff that he touches, and kind of clean it up. So I do all that, and I thought, well, I should vacuum his weight room or his man cave or whatever. I bring down the vacuum, start vacuuming the rug that I have in the main thing. It's all this florals and blacks and browns and stuff. Sometimes my dogs will poop in the house, and you can't see it because it kind of blends in with that. So I'm vacuuming, and I'm like, no!
I can smell it from here.
And I'm like, no. Oh, so I spend probably 30 minutes. I'm taking the thing all apart, going up, scrubbing.
The vacuum you're cleaning?
Yeah, I took it all the bottom part up because it went through the roller, went through the little brush things, and I'm like, are you kidding?
You know, when you got dogs, that happens.
Well, meantime, I only had a limited amount of time because then I had to go back to the hospital. So I spent all this time, you know, washing it, cleaning it out, and I lift it up to kind of put some of the pieces back. The vacuum falls back. It goes, poof. I thought, oh, did it blow a fuse? No, the fuse is fine. It won't turn on. My vacuum now does not work. It's clean, but now it doesn't work.
Probably got water in it and shorted that.
Well, I thought, but no, I waited and waited. No, so that doesn't work. So I go back to the hospital, and now he's in his room. And I'm just up there, just pain will not go away, and I'd just be sharp pains. And so I'm so uncomfortable sitting there.
Did you ask a nurse for a drug or anything to help you?
Well, I still didn't know. And so I'd get up to help Mark, and I'd be just like, oh. And it was getting excruciating. I'm like, what in the heck is going on?
Yeah, that's a big word.
Yeah, so I stay there with the hospital this whole time. I'm just in pain, until they, check him out. And they ended up going home that evening. I'm driving home. I could not concentrate on driving. I was just, and I'm like, oh, please. I can't drive at night anyways. So I drove directly to the chiropractor. One of the nights that they had late. So I pull in there, and you know me, when I start to talk about stuff, and then she goes, oh, how are you? And I'm like, are you doing okay? No. You know, so then all of a sudden, oh, great, now I'm getting all emotional because I've been holding all this in for all day. And so they get me in, and it's this new, oh, it's the same doctor that I had the day before. And so I didn't want to make him feel like he did something to hurt my back, you know?
Why not?
Well, because my back had hurt before I went there, but it was worse. And so then he was trying some other stuff, and I mean, I was just
Did he give you a back rub or anything?
No, he did a couple more adjustments on my neck so I could, when I pulled out, I couldn't even turn my head to look for oncoming traffic. And I'm like, oh, this is too dangerous. I got to get home. Well, they sent Mark home with a muscle relaxer for one of his meds.
And so you didn't take one.
I said, you
know, you broke the law.
Well, you know, it's funny. Well, I'll tell you. So I took one, and it didn't really help. I was taking ibuprofen. I was taking other stuff. Nothing would touch it.
And then you took nothing, even that pain pill?
No, I think it made the other side, maybe. But anyways, and so I'm going to try to get in to see my doctor in the morning. So I was able to, you know, to get in, you know, first thing. It was not my normal doctor, but someone else. And she's, you know, I told her I took a muscle relax.
And what was her name? What was the doctor's name?
Brooks or something.
Brooks.
And I admitted, I said, well, you know, I came home and, you know, he had one of his, and she says, was it such and such? And I said, yeah. And then she goes, well, I can write you a prescription for that. And I said, well, he has plenty of them. I don't know if he's going to be using them. She goes, well, then you can just continue to take those. So I thought, okay. I was okay taking one of his pills, and she would let me take some more, but I didn't
anymore. What was it called?
Flexicor or something like that?
Right.
Flexicor. Flexicor, something like that. Had Flex in it. And so in the meantime, I'm there, and I'm just in agony, so much pain, and she thinks that it's like a muscle thing, like a pulled muscle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never felt this pain before, and it was just excruciating and just what, spasm and stuff.
There's that big word.
And so I said, and I'm like, still, and I'll get all emotional again. I said, can we just make sure it's like not a broken rib or something, because it was just so painful there. And do an x-ray. I said, I gotta go home, and I gotta be taking care of my husband, being able to lift to do this stuff, and I wanna make sure it's not broken. So she did the x-ray, came back, it wasn't broken. And so I start Googling, looking for things that could be, and I diagnosed myself with rhomboid spasms and tear, which
tore the ligament back.
Yeah,
there
or the I guess the they call that area back there like the rhomboid thing. It's where like the stuff hits connects to the spine.
Right.
And it's from overworking it, lifting, reaching high, and I'm like, this is probably not from a fall. This is probably from my overworking it, from doing all my stuff.
Yeah.
And so
how long did it take to get cured?
It takes about 6 weeks, but you
still hurts.
It's better now. I mean, it's not spasming, but like when I turn my head right here, I get a really sharp pain.
You know what to do? Don't do that anymore.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. Ice and ibuprofen and not do the things that we're doing before. So I thought, well, that's my excuse. I can just sit and do. Well, God's telling me, sit down. You got some paperwork to do.
Is that going
to
help?
It may be.
Yeah.
But what it did is the knots were.
Have to, yeah.
Well, my back, anyways, I was always so tight, and so then it was just those knots. Those spasms were just making these huge knots that were so painful. But anyways, I felt a little bit better, and so now we're on to it's Friday. I started taking.
Are you sure?
I know, because listen, I think.
Now, what was the
I'm getting confused, because this is what happened.
What's the day you put your husband in the hospital? Wednesday?
That was Thursday.
Thursday, okay, so.
So I'm trying to think. Now it's Friday.
Yeah.
And it's about 5-6 days after I had had increased one of my medicines,
yeah,
which is like for helping the seasonal affective disorder. Well, apparently.
What is it called?
Seasonal affective disorder, but the medicine.
What is that?
It's when you just, your mood, you get, you know, lethargic and stuff because you don't get enough sunshine and it's cloudy and that kind of thing.
Oh, really? You take medicine for that?
Well, I have clinical depression. I
just bitch
anyways
about it usually. That's what I do.
Yeah, but it just makes me just, you know, just want to nap all day and not have any energy and stuff like that. But anyways, so I was kind of getting those symptoms again. And so she, you know, increased it, which I guess I shouldn't have done, because on Friday, all of a sudden, no,
oh.
I got a list of, if you look to the list on Wellbutrin for all the side effects, there's probably a dozen. I had them all at once.
What are they?
Oh, well, first I was just really shaky, had like lightheaded, and I couldn't even use my phone. My hands were all shaky like this. I was almost getting, my speech was kind of getting a little bit slurred. Ringing in the ears, nausea. Still right now, my tongue, it doesn't work. Until food didn't taste good. I had no appetite. It was terrible. It's like, oh, now I see when they have side effects, this is what they mean. You know, I never had side effects, you know, from medicine before. So
yeah.
Maybe drowsiness or something like this. And so I'm trying to function. I couldn't, you know, do it. I was trying to text people, Mark had told me, he said, I noticed the night before that if something was up, and he's Googling some medicines to see if a side effect was affecting me. And I said, yeah, I guess it was. Because I guess I was acting weird the night before and I didn't remember it.
Yeah.
But my mental state, I was just couldn't remember stuff and just saying crazy stuff. I was trying to buy some lip stuff from somebody on Marketplace who lived close to me. And so I was kind of texting her, but, you know, I was just having a hard time texting her. And after a while, I thought, oh, you know what? She's probably going to think I'm this weirdo and she's not going to come.
What were you doing, misspelling words?
This is what I did. And I have some side effects of, you know, some medication. So I'm kind of, you know, feeling kind of off or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm having trouble texting. I just figured out they have the voice mail or the voice thing on texting.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, yay. And so then I go, I kept typing to her about using the voice thing and not using it. And then I would say, I was doing the typing and I'm not using the voice thing and I'm typing it still, not realizing.
We got to take her out drinking.
Spending all that time trying to text when I just told myself I can voice it, but I still wasn't doing it. And then I think to do it and then my mind just wasn't functioning right. And so I thought, oh, well, this is
well, let's great. Get to Saturday.
Saturday? I think I was getting better.
You think?
Yes. No. Saturday was the day when I was crazy.
Oh, okay.
I started, I think.
Did you go to Pine Rest at all for any help?
No. But Sunday, I started kind of feeling better. And then
you must have not watched football.
Oh, right? I know. I forgot the funny part.
Oh, let's go back to the funny part.
Okay, I went to the doctor in that Friday morning.
Yeah.
And
is this the doctor that's in love with you?
I have a doctor that's in love with me?
Yeah. No, go ahead. Just go.
Right. My tongue is being weird. And my crystal light tastes terrible. Ah, hope this goes away. But anyways, so I'm in pain.
Side effect.
So I'm at the doctor, and I needed to get Mark some regular Tylenol to take along with his, you know, other, you know, prescription pain meds. I, of course, hadn't slept. I was in pain and had all the spasms and stuff, was crying at the doctors. So I looked a mess. But I wanted to run across the street to Meyer to get him some Tylenol. I go across to get some Tylenol, feeling crummy as heck. And I ended up buying a few other things. So I'm going to this self-checkout. And I did something and put the light up. And so the guy cashier had to come over as a younger guy and, you know, he, you know, fix it all up. Then he stepped aside. He says, just graduate high school? And I said, what? Did you just graduate high school? I thought, what is he saying? And then I'm going, oh, yeah. And so I went back to my stuff. Something else happened. He had to come back again to my thing. And
Now, what store were you at?
It says Meyer.
Meyer, okay.
Yeah, and then he said, I said, was it, I don't know if you were, I said, I look horrendous. I mean, I'm in pain and all this. And he said, well, it was your smile. It was your smile that made you look young. I said, okay, you know, I'll take that. And so then the very last time I called him over, I said, well, you know, I appreciate, you know, giving the compliment, you know, when I feel so terrible because you think that someone's just joking. And he went over again. He goes, yeah, you look young. You got a great smile. Okay, thank you. So that made me think, do people just lie anyways when people say, give you compliments, regardless of what you look like? Because I looked horrendous and you still.
Well, you're thinking you look horrendous to what think you look.
Yeah, I just graduated high school. Give me a break.
What does that mean?
But no,
a pedophile.
No, what I was thinking is.
The guy was a pedophile.
I was thinking he's probably like 21, 22 years old.
Right.
And so I was thinking his mom raised him right. His mom had told him, if you ever going to compliment a woman or compliment your age, always go low. You know, you never wanted someone, how old do you think I am? And guess their age or higher. It's just a bad thing to do. So he was probably shooting really low, thinking that he was giving me a compliment just in case, you know, I was just graduated college.
Well, first of all, you're short. First of all, you're short, okay?
And you just stop growing before you graduate from high school. I stopped growing in eighth grade.
But that doesn't matter. You're short and you're beautiful, so you look young. Beautiful people look young.
I was in the same clothes. I had my hair hadn't been washed, no makeup. I had my eyes, I had been crying.
How many times have people come up to you and said, oh, you haven't done your makeup today, have you?
Not very often, come up and say, ew, you need some makeup.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you'd look better if you wore some makeup.
Yeah, I'm sure
they do.
Well, so anyway, now on Saturday comes Sunday.
I just kind of tried to let the stuff just kind of, you know, wean off a little bit, but I still...
Does your back still hurt?
Not as bad. So it's just in certain movements. So...
Well, I was supposed to have an operation on my neck, on my vertebrae.
Uh-huh.
But because of my heart and putting me under, they're afraid my heart rhythm will go back. And so I can't have that. Well, I've got a growth growing inside my neck to where when I swallow, things get caught on it and I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So one of these days, I'm going to have to get it done, but they just don't want
bigger collars.
Have bigger collars, right. But anyway, I had supposed to get an operation about 2 years ago, and I haven't had it yet, and that's in my vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other day, my wife bought some new cushions for the couch, so she put them on, and you sit like this on the couch where there's no...
Mm-hmm.
And my back hasn't been hurting for 2 years. Now it's back to that.
Do you have like a roll kind of a pillow that you could sit back there to kind of rest your head?
Yeah, I put that on. Nothing helps it because it's, you know, when I was young, I was paralyzed for a year because, you know, those little scooters you push with your foot and hold on to? Well, they got these little kickstands that come up. Well, I fell backwards and fell on that, and it took your vertebrae, they come apart, and the nerve came up like that, and it slammed shut again, so that was pinching my nerve. Well, back then, they didn't really know all that much, and so they were tapping my spine and all that stuff. Well, finally, they stretched me out, and it popped into place.
And
it was almost
those,
a year before.
That guy invented the hang-ups. You ever seen that? You hang upside down, and it kind of pulls everything down.
Yeah.
And hang up like a bat every day, and you're straining out your spine or something. I had one of those. I got one of those many, when they first came out.
Really?
And it was fun, because then you...
Can you see better at night
when
you do that?
But then you get the blood rush to your head. What's that?
Can you see better at night when you climb up on that?
I haven't done it. It was like 15 years ago or something.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, because then it's kind of scary at first when you're going back because you feel like you're going to fall down.
And well, is hubby walking yet?
Well, he made him walk right away to make sure he could leave.
God, I hate that.
But he didn't think he was going to need a walker. He needs a walker really, really bad.
Did he get a walker?
Yeah, so he has a walker. And he's,
tell but, Grandpa but he's said
still,
hi. Okay.
But he's still wanting to go up and down the stairs. And so we kind of had, he's... you know, able to go down my nice staircase because it's got the, you know, handrails. He's able to, you know, go down. They've taught him how to, you know, go downstairs. And then I'll have his walker and then he can
still
go around.
Still hurts pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had this pain nerve block that had like a wire in his leg and then some kind of little pump that was just kind of pumping that. And it had like, it said 600. I don't know what the 600 meant, but the doctor just said when it gets to 600, it's done. It might get you, you know, like 3 days or something. I ran out like Sunday mid-morning. And so, yeah. So he needed to possibly add the oxy to it because he wasn't taking that.
Yeah.
And then kind of spacing them out. So, and then he went to physical therapy
Isn't that
yesterday.
An opioid?
It is. And that's why they don't give you very many.
Real strict on
Well, they're trying to give the different, they were given different methods of pain relief to try to not have people get that.
Well, I take Tylenol, but it's called Tylenol 4.
I used to have Tylenol 3.
Yeah, there's Tylenol 3
and there's
Tylenol 4.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so I take one of them a day, and that's for my arthritis in my legs. Mm-hmm. If I don't take that, I can't even hardly walk. So.
Aww.
So I take that. But I've taken that now for 15 years. And the thing about it, when all this opioid stuff came out, all of a sudden, the insurance companies, you had to fill out all these forms, and then they wanted to take it away from me. And they were just doing so many stupid things. And so I went back to my doctor, and I told her, I says, Dr. Garibaldi, you got to do something for me because these stupid people, I've been taking this for I don't know how many years, mm-hmm. and my legs, now I don't have any.
Because they have codeine in it? What does
yeah,
it have?
Yeah, that's okay. what it is. It's codeine. And so they put me, they finally, she got it for me. And so I still take that. But if mm-hmm. I don't take that, mm-hmm. but I don't take as many as they give me. I just take less so that mm-hmm. I, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll try to go like 3 or 4 days without taking any, just so I don't get hooked on them, because mm-hmm. you know, it is a thing.
Yeah.
But after 12 years, you know you're going to feel something on mm-hmm. them. So.
Yeah, well, I was glad we didn't have our 11 o'clock show. I was just, I had a headache, and I had nausea. Well, I just didn't feel well. And so then when I was coming here, I felt like I was going to, you know, close my eyes and fall asleep at the wheel. But I thought, oh, this may
well,
be a little perk me up.
Scares me. Now
so that's why I'm saying why if I'm... my tongue is still kind of being weird. And then I had to do an
audition. Go home and French kiss your husband for a little while. That'll get your muscles in your tongue working better. You think I'm kidding you?
Well, I got a late notice to do an audition for a big movie.
Where at?
I think it'll shoot in Dallas. But anyways, it was just a small little thing, but they needed it, you know, ASAP. Because the director wanted some more choices. Of course, I'm still not feeling well. And then I needed Mark to be my reader. So when you have these auditions, you'll have someone up on the side that's reading the other character's lines to, right. you know, to feed you lines. And so I was waiting for him to be ready to do it. And we're like 10 o'clock at night or something. And so... the person was supposed to be a housekeeper. And so I'm Googling, what does housekeepers wear? Well, I was trying to figure out, you know, the look and everything.
You should have called what's-her-face, her housekeeper?
Oh, right, because she has the gown. Yeah. And so I go ahead and we record a whole bunch of takes on it. I look back, and I had this hair in the back
sticking
that kind of stuck up way like this.
Would that be a housekeeper?
Because I think I had pulled it in like a pony somewhat off my face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's too distracting. I do it. I go out. Mark had gone to bed and fell asleep. I'm like, what? I need to do it.
You could have called Gene or I. We could have come over and read for
you. I need to do it again. So I thought, I'll leave on my stuff. Because then I changed the way I did my hair. And I was just about to go, okay, I'll take the apron off, take my stuff off. And then he got up. And I was like, oh, can I please just do... you know, a couple more takes. But at this time, I'm just like, oh. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to work this into the character. It's supposed to be morning. And she's, so I think I almost had a better audition doing it when I wasn't, you know, really up to par. So, because I wasn't as cheerful because she's supposed to be kind of a tougher kind of person.
Yeah. So did you get the part?
Oh, I don't know. I just had to send it out. So I don't know.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't know if we're supposed to say anything.
I won't tell
anything. Yeah, I better not. Just because I don't know, a lot of times they don't let you, you know, say stuff that you're doing.
Who's going to be in it besides you?
Just a couple of well-known actors.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And one of the well-known actors is the scene that I was in. So maybe there's more scenes because I'm his housekeeper.
Oh. Well, I think you'll get the job, though.
It just depends on what the director's looking for,
yeah.
you know? So maybe because they wanted somebody 45 to 75. So I thought, it doesn't matter what I look like.
Aren't you just out of high school?
Yes, I know. You know, so I thought, you know what? Putting these bags under my eyes and, you know, wrinkling my chin will just make me look older.
So that's got to be a real for a director to tell you. No, you're too young for the part.
Yeah.
Because that's a compliment, but yet you didn't get the part because you're. Oh, God.
I used to get that. Where I'd be auditioning for, you know, like a mother of a teenager.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they said, you know, you're too young. I said, but I'm a mother of a teenager. You know, so it is me. You know, they would have the idea that what those ages look like. If you were 45, you should be graying and you're doing different stuff. It's like, no, that's not anymore. That's
you know, you did a couple shots where you had your hair in ponytails. Remember that?
Oh, in the skit?
Yeah, and you still look young.
I was... Ah, that's when I was a lot thinner. I was going through and seeing some old pictures.
Oh, that's right. You're fat, aren't you? I forgot about that.
Well, that's why I was hoping that Wellbutrin, if I was increase it would help. No. So I'll see if they switch. So then my doctor was sick yesterday to do the meds. And so I'm going, oh, no, when are they going to reschedule this? But it's Thursday. So I'll tell her what happened and try something else.
Yeah, I went to the heart doctor, and he asked me a bunch of questions.
I'm going to drink this, but it tastes so bad.
No.
You want some water?
Oh, it's almost like you take, brush your teeth, and you drink orange juice. You know, that kind of, ugh.
Do you want water?
That's all right. It'll probably taste like something. No, it's all right. Yeah.
Please stand by. We'll be back. Now, you don't want the water? Oh.
Okay. Sorry, I just had to kind of wet my tongue, you know, because I can't talk
so
right.
You are starting to feel better. And hubby
Yeah, but I'm still thinking, because I was having, like when I went to bed, I still kind of had that buzzing in my ears. But then I had once, and I thought, is this a side effect or is it my imagination? It was, yeah, I think it was that same morning before I had some of the stuff. I had, my bathroom was broken, but I wanted to somehow vacuum stuff. So I brought in the shop vac. And so shop vacs, you're really kind of loud. And so I'm in there with a hose in his bathroom. And I think I'm hearing somebody on the radio. And I'm like, what is that? You know, and I'm like, and you could hear, you know, talking. It sounded like someone couldn't quite understand what they were saying. And I'm like, is that just in my mind? So I turned the vacuum off and it'd be gone. Did it some, then I had my hair dryer on Saturday. And the same thing. I was just kind of hearing voices. And I thought, is this what it is when you hear voices? But it was really freaky. Very freaky. And I'm thinking, that's got to be a side effect. It's not me, my brain, having hearing voices. But it was so weird because it sounded so legit, like you were listening to somebody talking in another room. Yeah. And having, you could hear them. Their voices sound like real people and just like they're having a conversation, but you just can't know what
Maybe
what
you should
saying.
Have them people over when you're vacuuming on the Ghostbusters here. And see if that's
Can you
true.
Put some little leads on my head and see what's going on in there?
Yeah. Now, yeah. How long is hubby going to be off for now?
They have him off till April, but I don't know if he'll be needing that long. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he did his first, like I said, he did his first PT yesterday, and that was kind of painful. So I had to make him, like, he's doing good about the bending part, but they want him to be able to stretch it out. And so I had to come up with some little thing. I was grabbing weights and shoestrings and a bag and trying to make this thing where he could have weight hanging off his leg, pulling that down for like 10 minutes at a time. So luckily he had, you know, his weights from his weight
That's
room.
That's the problem with that. You go through pain for the whole time you're getting it.
Yeah, and I guess his PT doctor is like, this is going to hurt. Does this really hurt? And he's like, yeah. She goes,
no, that's
I'm truth. Glad. You know, he's like, just like, I don't care. Oh, no, he said, I don't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what the PT is. That's what
Did he look at your husband's arms before he said that?
No, I probably figures, well, he's incapacitated at this point. I can run and he can't follow me. So, but yeah. And then as the poor puppies, I always want to jump up and they're like knee height. And so they're constantly wanting to be there. And so at the first day, he's just constantly like, no. So.
Are they getting used to it now?
Yeah. But he had the bandage thing taken off yesterday. So it's just a smaller little bandage. And he took a picture of the thing. Yeah, it looks kind of gnarly and have all those staples, like kind of Frankensteinish. So
should I put an ad in for
No, I saw you had put something on Facebook, I think.
Yeah.
We're looking for people for our show, Public TV, the show. That's not our show. That was the one that we tried to do before. And
okay, what's our show? And I'll put that one up.
It is Public Access.
Public Access.
And we're not looking for new people yet. We're looking for all our old people first that we know, because we don't want to bring in new people until we kind of got things rolling.
Okay. Well, you're kind of disciplining me. I'm sorry.
I know, because you type in all caps and no periods and stuff, and I'm thinking people are going to think this is not legit.
Okay, I'll do it right.
So, or just ask me.
I'm so tired
something.
Of people saying about that when you do cap, you're yelling. I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. It doesn't look like you're yelling,
life.
But it just makes it look like it's not
right.
as legit
yeah.
and stuff.
No. Okay.
So, I understood it, but you just don't know how other people would interpret it, thinking, oh, this doesn't look like it's a legit thing or whatever. So,
By the way, what's the name of the Michigan, whatchamacallit, Michigan Acting Guild, that we're supposed to be members of?
What is that?
You know, you can put in there, too, for people.
I never even think about that stuff, yeah.
That's something we could do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because there might be people that are, like, in the Lansing area.
Jennifer wants to be in the movie.
Is she still communicating with you?
Yeah.
We have a former cast member who's crazy. And she's just been...
She watches this, you know that.
Hi, Jennifer. Hope you're doing well. She's been following you and calling you and doing all this.
Well, you know, it's for you because she wants to get back in the show and she thinks I can do it. And I keep saying, it's what Carrie wants. It's not what I want.
Yeah, and so. Making it sound like I kicked her out. But it's like, you made it sound like it was my idea.
Absolutely.
And I said, it's totally up to you. And so you made the decision.
No,
you talked
I didn't.
I didn't say anything to her. You did. And then she came after him. Yeah. But luckily she couldn't drive. Right?
Yeah. Well, I had to go all the way to Detroit to pick up her dog.
I know.
You went to...
You're the example of someone who lets people... You try to be nice and the people take advantage of you. This person, like I said, like I did with that David... is I just cut off communication and never did anything, never replied.
He's on me. Like, he's like, I'm...
He's trying to get to me through you, I know.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
Which is fine.
He has got into my...
Facebook?
Facebook, made up a Facebook, which is close to my name.
Oh, and pretending it's you.
But he swears and cusses. I've had a bunch of people go, hey, watch your language there. Even my new son thought it was me.
You can report to Facebook that it's a...
I did, okay. And I got kicked off of it.
But anyways, with Jennifer, you know, she would call you this, that, and the other thing and, you know, be mad at you. And then later, she's like, oh, I don't have anybody to help me. I got arrested or something, and my dog is still in Detroit. Can you pick it up? And he does.
Well, I went and picked up the dog because I didn't want to see the dog get killed because of her stupidity.
Yeah. What? No, I'm just saying that's just one example. But you do other things too, and I'm like, why are you even engaging with her? It's just
because
kind of feeding.
Because it says
in
the Bible, you're supposed to help people, and when you help one, you're helping him.
Yes, but this person, she refused. I tried to help her, and we were talking about God and, you know, being a Christian, all that kind of stuff. And then when she kind of turned against, you're not a Christian, blah, 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 blah. I said, how do you know? You don't act, you know, she would just turn all that on me. I said, oh, I tried. I tried to be nice to her.
Well, if she does come here, don't get mad at me, okay? Because I said, it's public, it's a public place. I can't
oh,
stop
she
you
could,
from coming.
Oh, yeah, she could come in here, but yeah. To show up on a date we're filming, you mean? We could work it right into the show. You know, it'd be the crazy person that tries to be on the public access.
Well, no, come on. She's not. It's not. She's mentally disturbed.
Well, I know. So she needs to have...
doctors?
Yeah, she needs to have...
But she's in there half the time. But they don't help her. You know, that's something in our country that we got
to
do something about.
The mentally ill.
Because mentally ill... We don't know Jack anything about mental ill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they say they do, but...
But you know what I find, and when I watch a lot of TV shows and whatnot, when they have, like, the mentally ill, is, it's like, say someone is, I can't talk, someone is bipolar, and they put them on the medication, and then they feel, okay, I'm better. They think they're better, so I don't have to take this medicine anymore. And they don't understand that's something you take for the rest of your life. So they stop taking the medicine because they think they feel better, and then they're back to their old self, and they have to do the cycle over and over again. So people need to be really educated, and family members of someone who's on a medication that they need, you know, if they're schizophrenic, any of that, those things that they need to be on it. It's not just a quick fix, you know.
What about next week?
We're not going to be here next week, right? Jean's going. We're Florida.
Okay. Neener, neener, neener.
So we're not going to be
here. No, we discussed this last week.
I'm going to miss you so much.
It was going to be 2 weeks off, right?
Three.
3 weeks off, because you're going to be gone somewhere. He's gone 2 weeks, then you're gone a week. Oh, you're gone 3 weeks.
I'm back till the 10th of February.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're going to be back the 10th of February?
Yes.
My wife leaves on the 10th of February.
Well, then we can talk
about her. And she comes back the 12th. She comes back on my birthday, which is the 12th. But then we're taking off to Florida on that Friday. So my birthday's on the 12th, and that's the Wednesday. So you got the 13th on the Thursday. And
somewhere we can Friday. Squeeze in a podcast then. Because Mark's, I was just walking around. I was just so nauseous. Didn't feel like, why don't you not go in? I said, because we won't be doing a podcast for a long time. So I better show up. So, although just sitting here and, you know, not thinking about it, my stomach feels a little bit better right now, but my tongue I shall die from talking. I know. That was the first thing that I did when I came up, and I started, Mark was saying something about noticing something, and then I started, my speech started to slow, and I'm like, oh, yeah, something really is wrong.
Why didn't you have your husband film you and we could have showed it on our show?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I was just curious what I was doing the night before that he had to get on. I was Googling side effects of medication to see if why I was saying or doing things that made him suspicious.
I bet you're
suspicious.
A happy drunk, though.
No, the one time I ever got drunk, I would just fall asleep.
Yeah. The only time my wife ever got drunk, we weren't married yet, and we went to a party, and I had my Corvette, and we put her in the car, and by the time I got to the door, she was throwing up all over the seat.
What I had done, too.
I was so mad at her, I thought, oh, God, I got to get rid of her. I can tell that right now.
Yeah.
I feel so, really, I feel
so
sorry.
That's why I never really ever drank, because I thought, well, you know what's... I don't like the taste or anything. I never wanted to be where I wasn't in control of what I was doing because I guess I had been talking to somebody on the phone and
most
and
people
doing
have
stuff
to get drunk
remember.
To be as crazy as I am sober. So it doesn't pay me to drink.
No,
I
mean, it's free comedy. You're sober and you're watching the drunks. It's just entertainment.
I've had my days of drinking, but I mean, I just never got drunk because. Beer, I don't know how anybody can drink beer. That's like drinking,
It's an acquired taste, probably, too.
To me, yeah.
Acquired taste, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The only taste I remember of beer is my grandpa would sit in his chair and he'd have a beer and we'd sneak over and he'd pretend he didn't see us and I'd take a little sip of his beer. So that's how I know what beer tastes like and I remember that taste. It's my Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When I drank those other drinks, I'd always, they gave it to me before I left the bar, I'd take the leave the bar from where they made it to go back to my seat. I'd take the umbrella off of it, all the stuff off of it, and just put a thing in it and drink it, you know. But then you can drink those and you don't taste it. But oh my God, does it hit you?
Well, I can't drink beer anyways because of my celiac.
Right.
Yeah. So.
You know, on my VA juice, those juices that you say I can't have, it says right there gluten-free.
Gluten-free, of course. It's just vegetables.
Like the taste of them.
I do not like tomato soup or tomato juice, but I like tomatoes. I like pizza sauce, spaghetti sauce, but there's I never really liked tomato soup.
No kidding.
Mm-mm.
Boy, with a grilled cheese sandwich.
I know, that was the
love
thing.
Love that. Well, you know, darling.
It's time to go, and all
I hate to do that, because all those guys out there are just sitting there staring at you. Here's what they're doing. They're going... Yeah, she could be 18. She could be 18. She's beautiful. I mean, you know you're beautiful. You wouldn't, you know that.
No, I don't.
Why don't you admit to it that you know you're beautiful?
Because it's
not
true.
You could walk around saying, don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I would never say that.
Huh?
I said, I would never say that. And even if I thought I was, I would never say that.
Oh, so you don't think, you think you're ugly?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I feel sorry for
you. And old.
And old, yeah. Old, ugly, and fat. Remember
the fat part, too. I know. I need to get on some medicine so I'm not gaining more winter weight.
You're supposed to walk.
No, but because I overeat in the winter and stuff because of the seasonal affective.
Right now they're running
the credits?
The credits for everything.
Okay.
And they're saying, Star, Carrie Bradstreet, Larry Swanson, Flunky, Steve, Gene, Steve. You're supposed to say who's Steve.
Who's Steve?
I was just the one. I thought you were just trying to pick up a name, and that's the only name you could think of. And so all of our crew were Steve.
Yeah. Everybody's Steve in our network. Yeah. So anyway, you taught me a lot today. We're not going to do. It's a completely different show than I put up there. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad. I got to cross my T's, dot my I's.
You probably came across where we had done that public.
That's what I did. Public TV,
the show. When we started, we filmed a couple of things. But then we had that Alex was the guy who was kind of coming with it. And then just things were just kind of not coming together. So we just kind of scrapped it. And then that's basically when
so
we stopped
doing
stuff.
So what's the name going to be?
It's Public Access. I can't talk. Public Access. I hope just goes away soon.
I kind of get a kick out of it. Tell you the truth, I'm sitting here laughing underneath. I think the whole thing's funny.
But I thought every fucking side effect I had all at once.
Yeah,
like,
that's bad.
Oh, I know. That's and it's like, this is crazy.
So we're not going to see each other for 4 weeks?
Unless, you know, you fix or send me a message on Facebook or FaceTime me or something. Maybe by then I'll be back to normal.
Oh, God. You'll be
I'll be cast in some TV show. That would be interesting.
Well, I'd like to see you get on one of them ones in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But most of those are shot in California, you know that,
no,
right?
No, no. The Chicago shows are shot in Chicago. And then they do...
PD?
Yep,
Chicago
fired,
PD?
Yep, met all of them. And it's the same casting.
Do you ever
place.
Watch that Chicago PD?
Yeah, I think that's a good show. And I've seen the places.
Now, that girl reminds me of you that's in that show. His girlfriend, it's not his girlfriend, it's his adopted daughter that he, you know, the good-looking one. She's off the show now because her mother got thrown
in
jail.
I'd have to go back and look at that. Does she have brown hair? And that's why she looks like me.
Well, no, she's got a
the other ones are blonde.
She's got a beautiful face and everything else. Do you ever watch?
She doesn't look a day over 18.
No, I haven't seen.
What?
I said she doesn't look a day over 18.
About 18 and a half, I'd say.
No. Yeah. But yeah, those Chicago shows, I've been down there in my little friend Jets, and he was cast in Chicago Fire, I was there with him. And it was kind of fun because they'd have some of the streets closed off and they had the fire trucks sitting up front. And so.
That become pretty good hits too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And they tend to go for Illinois residents first, you know, so...
Watch this, Carrie. Thank you for.
Oh, I thought you were going to see how.
Okay. Say hi. Say goodbye to
you.
I'm
still a little shaky.
I know. I see that.
We got 5 minutes.
Do have 5 minutes? Oh, okay.
Oh.
So that gives us 5 minutes to say goodbye.
Oh. Well, no. Tell me about your day, your week.
Okay, we got 1 minute. Up. We're out of time. Sorry.
No, I just, you know, I didn't do that much this week.
You put your toilet thing on and you played with the colors in your. Toilet.
I'm going to watch my poop go down the drain. In color.
I can't hear you. We're talking about poop. Okay. You got to get closer to the mic.
That's really shine, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even you look down and you can see your butt because it's got the light on.
Well, now what you can do is if you're lighting up your feces, which is that a more technical term? Then you can then get on to Dr. Oz and look at his poop chart and kind of see what that means.
There is even
color and texture and all that kind of stuff. Very interesting. Well,
is
for me, it
really?
Kind of was because I've had always digestive issues, whatever. But
yeah,
my digestive issues as I never go to the bathroom.
You know, I hate to say this, but I've done that. I've already got that.
Oh, you've got the poop chart?
Yeah.
In your bathroom?
No.
You put check marks next to the day's dropping?
No, I just...
She's like, where did this show go? I am not putting that in the description.
I did bring home a poop box.
No.
And that's how I did my...
Actually, it is
colon. Oh, you did the colonoscopy thing.
Colonoscopy. Okay. But I can only do that once in 7 years. But this year, I got to have a complete...
Oh, real one. Yeah.
Yeah. But they got to give me okay to put me under. So, and they really don't put you under.
Yeah, you don't remember.
You just don't remember.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you what I did in that? You know how they tell you doctors don't tell stories?
Oh yeah, didn't you say that they were all talking about? You heard them talking about.
Well, when I came back, for some reason, this nurse, she come in, and
is this the boob nurse?
Okay. Yeah, the boob nurse. I told you about that.
Yes, no, I know. I'm not going to say.
And she told my wife about it. Say, you're not supposed
and
to.
And you and you and you called it something old fashioned too, like bust. Yeah.
Bust.
Yeah.
You got a pretty bust, lady. Dodger, you like working around this all day?
Oh, so we just always know where his subconscious is.
Oh, I tell you, sometimes, you know. But anyway, I'm awful sorry for putting something up there. I'll take it all off. And if I do put anything, I'll send it to you before. I'll
sure.
let you throw it up.
Yeah, there. Definitely.
Okay?
Okay.
And so we're not going to be on here we're going to be missing 4 weeks.
You know what? They can go back and watch ones they've missed, which are all about my construction.
All your work.
And some politics in there.
We got to. We'll have to. I thought we were going to change the show there to Hammer Guy Girl.
Yes.
Hammer Girl.
Yeah, Hammer Time with Carrie and Larry.
Yeah. Oh, no, Carrie.
Yeah. Larry just holds the tools.
Yeah.
She just wears the belts with a fan.
I'm not going to say that. That's so easy.
Thank you. I know. What are you looking at me for? I'm not going to save you.
That was so easy.
I know.
I mean, that was like written on a skin.
But thank you for being responsible.
Okay.
Well, thank you, everybody, for watching our show. I hope you watch them all. I mean, some are probably boring because I'm on them. But,
no.
You know, we got the star of the show right here every week. So we're going to take off a couple weeks so that we
yeah.
can.
Yeah.
So he can
and
go
maybe
refresh.
Maybe I'll be talking better by then.
I mean, maybe we should write some things down so we'll know what to say when we come back.
Something. Or have another guest on so we're just talking.
Yeah.
And so
let's
they're
work
getting,
on getting.
They're
so what's the date?
Can we after February.
Anytime after the 10th. I'm back on the 10th.
Well, the 10th is on a
Monday.
On a Monday. Let's yeah. do it the 11th.
Tuesday.
Start
the
asking.
10th.
It has to be somebody who doesn't work in the afternoon, or you have to do a Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I know.
I'd use, what's his name, Cody? But he's back in prison, or back in jail. You know the guy who was
oh,
in
Colton.
Colton, yeah.
Okay, he's in jail.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah,
oh,
we take everybody. This is a public access place, and so anybody can participate.
Well, yeah, we used to have a part of
background check.
What about
nothing.
Our show where
adds
we
adds to your character?
Where we had arrested people. Where
it's like, oh, if they didn't show up today, oh no, they're in jail, DUI or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So say goodbye.
All right. Thank you for listening and watching. And sorry if I came off a little drugged. I am. You tell Larry, say your thing. He won't shut it off until you say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Y'all come back now, yeah?